stop rambling and stop gambling. Quit staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and your family. Sit down about a fireside bright.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
It was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Welcome, Montreal. You're listening to Easy Sonic Living on CKUT 90.3.
Yeah.
Yes, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Kathy. It's true. It's Kathy's birthday, and you might hear from her voices that we're not in the same location. Kathy is in Montreal with you, and I am in the very northerly city of Edmonton, where it is minus 32 degrees Celsius.
Whoa.
Yeah, and we're just doing this over the phone, so I'm doing like a long-distance communication.
Yeah, exactly.
To bring you this show, which we hope will bring, well, we want to bring you a little magical healing for the end of the year and the coming new year.
Yes. Yeah, because you know what? It's dark out there. Sun's coming back. And we're making a coronavirus pinata here. And let's keep Omicron at bay. That's what I say. Maybe we're using some magic.
Yeah. And we'll be getting into, you know, also the magic of numbers a lot. We'll be really digging deep into numerology with, like, the whole, like, because I think, and I think a lot of people out there agree with me, 2022 is bound to be a very magical year. You know, with all those twos there, all those twos. The two is a very, you know, it's a number of harmony and balance and working together in partnership. And then we've got the 22, which is a master number. Which takes it to a whole other level. So, and then they make six, you know, and six is also a very balanced number, harmonious. There's lots of diversity and creativity happening. Anyway, we're going to hear from perhaps slightly more knowledgeable people and robots about the number 22 and the year 2022 tonight.
Great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And also we're going to play a lot of songs about magic. So,
yeah.
Try to keep that magic alive in your hearts.
New Orleans about magic. There's some places in the world that are more magical than others.
Yeah.
There's like magical vortexes.
Yeah, they just like all the, like this energy just kind of like converges there and makes them very potent. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Enjoy.
Welcome to our Easy Sonic living room.
Are you interested in angel number 22 meaning? Then this guide is for you. You seem to encounter the number 22 almost everywhere you go. This number keeps following you from the morning till sunset. This number seems to pop up just about anywhere. Do you feel intimidated by its appearance? Well, you shouldn't. Be sure to read the description of this video and get some very useful information for you there. Please, subscribe for more. Share it with your friends. This number copies a special message into your life from the universe. The angels act as a special liaison between the universe and us humans. Since we cannot understand the language of the angels, they use angelic signs that we can relate to. This is why you keep seeing angel number 22. Take this as a special message just for you. It is important that you make the right interpretation of this number. What's the meaning of angel number 22? Angel numbers will appear in different stages of your existence. These numbers are sent to give you the guidance you require to make it in life. This is the purpose of angel number 22 in your life. The presence of this angelic sign is an assurance that you will move in the right direction. Angel number 22 is an indicator that you are destined to achieve your goals and fulfill your purpose in life. Your angels send you number 22 to provide you with the push you need to make the right decisions in life. This angelic sign illuminates your life so that you can make the right moves. Angel number 22 opens your eyes to what's happening around you. When this happens, you are able to make the best decisions based on your circumstances. It is likely that this number will come into your life when you are going through trying times. This angelic sign comes to give you hope. In times of confusion, angel number 22 provides you with the answers you are looking for. The angels send this number as a gentle wake-up call. Your divine guides want you to enjoy peace and happiness. That's why they keep sending angel number 22 into your life. This angel sign asks you to deal with the negativities in your life. You will enjoy peace when you manage to handle conflicts diplomatically. Avoid toxic people and situations. You need to associate more with people who are willing to add value to your life. What's the significance of angel number 22? Angel number 22 signifies divine help. It shows that when you reach out to your angels, they will respond. The angels will communicate their message of hope through this number. The good thing is that they will never tire until you get the assistance you are looking for. Angel number 22 signifies focus, persistence, self-drive, and inspiration. It enables you to generate the ideas you need to succeed in life. Your angels want you to concentrate on the things that add value to your life. Avoid non-issues. Don't focus on the things that serve only to usurp your energy. At the same time, angel number 22 tells you to believe in your own abilities. You have what it takes to convert your dreams to reality. Be sure to read the description of this video and get some very useful information for you there. Please, subscribe for more. Share it with your friends. This is not always easy for the ordinary person. But, you are no ordinary person. You have the blessings of the divine realm. Additionally, this angel sign serves to encourage you for the good work you have done so far.
Down the road. Down the road. Whoa, come on, Junko partner right now. Down the road. Down the road. Oh, come on, Junko partner.
Officially, you start finding writings about Kabbalah and Jewish mysticism in the 11th, 12th centuries. Really fertile time in Spain, right? Because Christians, Jews, and Muslims are talking to each other. We should go back. I mean, what a fantastic thought, right? And so it was a really rich, fertile time in Spain. And some of the first texts, some of the richest texts of Jewish Kabbalah are coming out of that period. They're also... earlier texts that are a little more obscure, although the ones from Spain are obscure enough. Then, in the Renaissance, right, it's Ficino again at the Medici court, who's translating Plato into Latin. He's also a Catalan, so he's studying this stuff along with colleagues, notably Pico della Mirandola, and they are Hellenizing and Christianizing. There's one book that's called The Rape of Jesus, about the Renaissance co-opting of Jewish Kabbalah, because they start... The tree is like a filing system. Does everybody have the tree in front of them? Who doesn't have the tree? It goes like this. The idea is that in Jewish mystical thought, the tree doesn't start here. The tree starts here. And these are veils of nothingness. It's quite Taoist. So there's nothing. There's limitless nothing. There's light, but it's not really light yet. And there's limitless light. There's three veils of nothing that is the ground.
And a little hair on, a little hair on. Just before I die. And a little coke and a coke.
Eventually it forms a point. There's one.
On the side.
Then it's the lightning flash of manifestation. In other words, all of this stuff doesn't exist in the physical world as we know it. That doesn't happen to a human. Not till 10. So in other words, the number symbolism is all about that which is behind what you see. And it comes as a lightning flash. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You see how it traces a lightning bolt. And you'll notice there's no sephira here. So this is called the abyss, because there's something missing. The first three numbers are on their own. Three, an expression of three. So this 10-pointed figure is actually 3 and 7. There's also three in the sense that there are three columns. And these are called the three pillars.
I wanna go get a coke.
So this is the pillar of mercy.
On the side right now.
This is the pillar of equilibrium.
Just before I die.
And this is the pillar of severity.
Now,
they also have names in Hebrew, which are the crown, for obvious reasons. Wisdom, understanding, mercy, severity, beauty, glory, victory, splendor, foundation, and the kingdom. The kingdom is us. So there's the notion that the kingdom is married to the source.
Down a row.
This is
down a row.
That. It's also threes in this sense. So you have the three that's above the abyss, then you have the 3, 4, 5, 6, then you have the 3, 7, 8, 9, because we're down here. We're like an extra appendage. Which is that other interesting thing about 9 and 10. So it's 3 and 7, but it's also 9 and 10. That whole idea that 9 is complete, but it's not really complete because you didn't start again, or how 10 is an octave the way 8 is an octave. Is this still English?
22. Count by ones, starting at 18. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Twenty-two. 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22 22.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Sings white Christmas. He makes you feel nice. December baby, magic again. Oh, Saint Nicholas up the chimney, just a
So did you find any spells in your spell book?
Well, I found some spells.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's all kinds of different money spells in here. There's a whole chapter on money.
So do you want to read one to me?
Sure. I thought you might like this spell.
Okay.
This spell is about bringing in more business. This spell will attract new clients and customers, which will bring money to your business.
Great. Let's do it.
So you take one cinnamon stick, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 5 whole cloves, and 1 whole nutmeg grated. And you grind them in a mortar and pestle, and you chant and visualize money as an energy flowing freely into your life as you're grinding them up. And then you sprinkle the mixture around your front door, and then a little bit in your purse, and visualizing success as you do this. So that's one thing you can do.
Great.
Another good tip is to keep a bowl of change by the front door to keep money flowing in through the door.
Nice.
And a bunch of other ones. Oh, this is a fast money spell. This isn't big money, but it's fast money. You will find that small amounts of money come to you very quickly. You may get booked for a freelance job. You may find some cash in a pocket, old purse, or down the back of the sofa. You might make a quick sale on eBay, or perhaps someone who owes you money will suddenly pay you back. So for this, you need 1 piece of parchment paper, 1 batch of attraction oil, and 3 magnets.
Okay.
So you write on the parchment paper, like, money sign, money sign, money sign, and then your name in capital letters. Money sign, money sign, money sign. And then you anoint each corner of the paper with attraction oil in a clockwise direction. Then fold the paper 3 times, each time folding towards you. As you do this, visualize and say out loud, money, money, come to me, 3 times. And you keep this piece of paper in your wallet or on your altar beneath the three magnets. That's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Or if you want to have more long-term investments,
mm-hmm.
there's a spell to make money grow.
Okay.
So this one you take, this spell is all about the long game. Unlike a fast money spell, you may have to wait until you have a plant. The plant is in full bloom. So don't let this put you off. Always remember that the best things come to those who wait.
Yes.
You have to find a house plant in your house or buy a new one. No dead leaves, very healthy plant already. And you take 3 pinches of dried patchouli, 3 pinches of ground allspice, 3 pinches of dried basil, and you grind them in a clockwise direction in a mortar and pestle and concentrate on your intent to have more money. Okay. Then you bury a coin, either a gold or silver-colored coin, or maybe a toonie is a good one, both those colors. Bury it halfway down in the plant, soil of the plant, and then you sprinkle those herbs all around the soil. And make sure you take care of that plant until all your money comes in.
It's all spells about prosperity. Do you have any spells that are more about, like, healing from illness or healing in general?
Sure.
Because I feel like the world could definitely use some of those right now, including
Yeah,
you
sure.
personally, though you seem to be on your way, so maybe you don't need any magic.
So let's see here. I got third eye spells, courage, protection, love, money and prosperity, and luck, and essentials. Purpose under essentials.
Seems essential.
It is essential.
I did find a few myself.
Yeah, astral travel, psychic tea, courage oil, confidence to trust your inner voice. Well, they must have written this book before the pandemic, I think.
Well, I'm pretty sure there were some things people needed to heal from before 2020, but...
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's okay.
The protection spell. I guess they're mostly... It's not really healing. It's more about protecting yourself from getting sick.
Yeah, I guess both. Yeah, protection is good. Protection is a good idea.
Okay, here, how about this? This is a hoodoo cast gorilla protection spell, only to be done on the full moon. Cast gorilla powder is made from eggshells ground down to a fine sand. It originates from hoodoo and Santeria traditions, which believe that the delicate eggshells hold strong protective powers that can protect a life within. This spell gives any purification spell the punch. For extra superpower, sprinkle the salt in the shape of a circle around the pitcher or piece of paper, then light 5 candles around the salt. Always remember to ask permission before doing a spell for anyone other than yourself, in case you want to protect somebody else.
Okay.
So you take the 6 washed out empty eggshells, 5 pinches of dried sage, 3 pinches of black salt, and you grind them up in a mortar and pestle, and you chant and visualize a bright white and protective light. Then you sprinkle this mixture around your house and on your doorstep. Or if you've already asked permission, you could take or find a photo of someone who needs protection, but you must ask them for permission first. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Pretty straightforward.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Like this video. Thanks.
Oh!
the master number 22. If adding the full days of the birth, you arrive in the penultimate sum to an 11, 22, 33, or 44. That at the end of adding it would become the numbers 2, 4, 6, or 8, we will be facing the possibility of master numbers. General characteristics of master number 22. People number 22 have been born with one of the strongest vibratory potentials known, so that they carry inside a true power plant. The force they generate is directed, although not only, towards the achievement of material achievement and can reach very prominent positions in the world of finance, politics, industry, art, or wherever they develop, because there is no obstacle that cannot save a person who stops them on their way to achieve their goals. When they positively express the vibration of their number, they are the ones with the most powerful personality in all and are known as material masters. His tenacity, ambition, and willpower surpass all others. They are people capable of doing the things they are talking about and are not afraid to set the example for others to follow. Unlike people, 8 individuals with this vibration can see and maintain a cooperative and serene attitude, as if they had everything completely under and control, show a great spirit of cooperation in all human relationships, always trying to combine spirituality and materialism in an effort to express their idealism through practical and understandable methods. That is, in some way or another, they always manage to merge their ambition of command, success, wealth, and power.
Do you
want to
do any spells?
I mean, let me see which one I found here. I've got a healing spell for an illness. This one is called the healing candle spell, and you need a white human-shaped candle. So that's a little tricky, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you know humans that look like candles.
Or just if you know a candle maker who can just whip one up. I do know someone who's pretty talented at making candles. I'll ask her to make me a white human-shaped candle sometime. You need myrrh or mint oil.
Okay.
And you need a photograph of the sick person.
Okay.
So this spell is used to speed up recovery from an illness, and the candle should be the appropriate gender if possible. And you anoint the candle with 3 drops of the oil. And then while you do this, you visualize a healing energy of white light flowing from your hands into the candle. And then this is what you say. You say, "In the divine name of the goddess who breathes life into us all, I consecrate and charge this candle as a magical tool for healing." And you put the candle on top of the photograph of the sick person. You light the wick, and while the candle's burning down, concentrate on the person in the photo, and you will them to be well again, and you chant, "Magic mend and candle burn, sickness end, good health return." And you chant it over and over again until the spell is cast. "Magic mend and candle burn, sickness end, good health return." There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just by you saying that, you summoned Edison into the room here. Hi, yeah. Eddie.
Edison the medicine.
Oh, you got your diaper changed? Yeah, let's change your diaper, Eddie.
So there you go. So yeah, magic. Yeah. We all need it. We need it more than ever. We need to believe.
Yeah.
In our power to heal and to prosper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think if they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And this place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. There's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel, there are dreams to stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough for us growing.
Angel number 22 is a call to action. If you have seen this number repeatedly, your angels are urging you to use balance and harmony to achieve greater heights in your life. It is a promise of fulfillment, but it is also a sign that you need to work on some things you may not have worked on yet. To fully understand the reason you are receiving this message, it is essential to know what angel numbers are and what you need to do with this information. Angel number 22 is all about peace, working together, and creating a harmonious life. The meaning behind this number may differ from person to person. While this message generally encourages you to work on creating peace in all aspects of your life, there are times when seeing this number means you are supposed to work with someone else. This could mean you both need to work on having harmony in a specific situation. There is also the possibility that this is a stepping stone. Perhaps you receive a different sign if you are seeing angel number 22. If that is the case, it likely means you can be the next step. You are ready to work on something else. For example, if you previously saw 11 or 11-11, you will likely be urged to become more enlightened as an individual. When you start seeing angel number 22, it is a good sign that you did what you were supposed to. To understand why you are receiving the angel number 22 message, you have to consider where you are in your life. If something has been bothering you, it is not uncommon for your angels to try to communicate with you. While the number 22 calls on you to have harmony in your life, it does not so renewed that we have to be harmonious with everyone. Your angels are asking you to balance your true identity with those around you. That means you need to be genuine with yourself. If certain relationships are not in alignment, you need to make changes. Foster the relationships that resonate with you. Make changes so that there is peace in every aspect of your life. Your angels want you to realize that your life should not be a struggle.
Still there, baby, I don't care what the world will say, gonna love you in my way. The magic is still there, baby, it's so rare, wherever you may go, gonna love you more than enough. I know people falling and out of love. I thought it could be you and each other like we do. Not sad and downhearted, let the others be. When it comes to you and me, love is the answer to our prayers. Love's the magic that's still there. The magic is still there. Baby, I don't care what the world will say. Gonna their lives and walk away, but you and I are here to stay. Oh baby, the magic is still there. Oh, the magic is still there. Baby, I don't care what the world.
and gentlemen, take a trip back to 1966 and meet the great Muddy Waters and his band.
Mojo working, but it just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo head. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo head. I'm gonna have all you women return to my command. Got my mojo,
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 got my mojo, waking, but just don't work on you. Say, woman, giving me advice. I got a gypsy woman, giving me advice. I got a whole lot of tricks, keeping here on ice.
Got my mojo,
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 got my mojo.
Got my mojo working, but just don't worry.
No!
that you touch when you need tenderness. I gave you so much, and in return I found happiness. Baby, what did I do? Maybe I was too good, too good to you. No, I can't believe you're leaving me. Stop it, baby. Stop it, baby. Stay with me.
Yeah.
Good job, Caroline.
Thank you. Good job, Kathy. Good job recovering from illness and like texting
me
first thing in the morning.
Because I just got COVID for the second time. So it's like I also have a number two in my life. Which is, you know, I'm a COVID two-timer now.
Yeah, and I've missed COVID twice. I've like escaped it by like, I don't know what magical means. My friend over here is calling me the lucky horseshoe now, Miss Horseshoe or something like that.
It was a truly epic moment when we got that positive rapid test result.
Yeah.
And then Karina was just walking in.
It was me,
door.
Yeah, we were just walking
like,
in,
no!
Yeah. Get out, get out of the house!
That was beautiful.
Yeah. So we escaped.
So you guys escaped the COVID. It's true.
And you've healed from it. You've healed from it. You're healing.
I'm pretty much healed. I still have a couple more days of self-isolation, but I'm pretty good. I only had one day of being tired. So, and also I want to tell the listeners I got my two vaccines and I had the COVID. So you may still get COVID if you've had two vaccines, but it's better to have vaccines than not have vaccines because I'm not in the hospital, for example.
Yeah, stay safe. Don't take too many risks, but definitely keep doing those chants, those magical spell chants. We're going to need as much magic as we can this year. And, you know, it comes from all of us, so.
Yes, it's a group thing.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, yeah, thanks for listening, and let's have a great 2022 together.
Yeah, see you in 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah.
I do what well.
real good. Just take a few hits, put some smoke on your mind.
Beautiful lady informed me that she's found the Madonna.
Oh, it's Bill Maher!
Come by and check it out.
Hey.
Howdy, folks.
I'm Madonna with the Madonna of the 80s, huh?
I'm watching House 2 on VHS.
No.
Tis another episode of Space Plane.
Charlie, this is John Statton, Kate's boss.
From the bunker!
Hey, man. You got a job.
Okay.
In the space plane, CKUT 90.3 on 10-2-8-8.